This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Earlier this year, a nationwide search brought Susan Hartman from Arkansas to Vermont to take over as executive director of the Pride Center. She told Vermont Edition why she took the job.
I wanted to take some of the things I've learned, the skills I've developed, and put it to good use in my own LGBTQ family. The Pride Center is doing really good work, and again, just had that draw, had that kind of soul that I was drawn to.
But just 5 months into the job, Hartman resigned. Rex Butt has been a volunteer and a board member with the Pride Center, and he has stepped in as the new interim executive director. He joins us now to discuss the departure of Susan Hartman and the future of the Pride Center of Vermont. Rex, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you very much for having me.
What can you tell us about why Susan Hartman left?
Well, first, I'd like to say we didn't want to see Susan go. Certainly I didn't. I had worked with her in my volunteer capacity. She'd come into the programs I was facilitating, and I became more and more impressed with her professionalism and the drive she brought to the work. But to Susan's credit, she had the ability to see that despite the good-intentioned efforts of well-intentioned people, sometimes things don't work out. And she had determined she just had not been able to create the sorts of relationships, key relationships, she needed to move the center forward. She realized this, and she had the courage to state that and to come forward and request that we part ways. It was quite amicable, and we all wanted to have her stay, but it just wasn't working out.
So you agree, then, that there were problems that she couldn't overcome?
Yeah, she determined she wasn't the person to have them overcome, to overcome them, and it took some work for her to convince the board. I was there at that meeting, and we finally determined that Susan was making sense, and we had to make a transition.
I want to move on to other things as well, but not belabor this, but I know personnel issues, there's always stuff you can and can't talk about, but can you give an example of what you mean by that kind of relationship?
I really would say that I am not in a position to make a public statement on that.
So you have taken over as interim director.
Yes.
You've been a board member, a volunteer. Why is this an organization that you care about?
This is an organization I care about for personal reasons, because in 2002, my daughter came out as transgender. And I didn't really know what that meant for my family, so I began to do research. And it's sort of what it did was recreated my sense of identity. I really began to identify as an ally to this community, and I've devoted a good deal of my life to that work since my daughter came out, including a book for families with transgender children of various ages.
What skills do you bring to the table as a leader, you know, that either from your background in business or other skills that you've developed that allow you to think that you can help lead this organization in the interim?
My background is academic. I taught for 22 years at Bronx Community College for the City University of New York. And while I was in that position, I did quite a bit of work with the administration as well as in the classroom. I helped an academic department that was in turmoil regroup and led an effort to get a test that was an exit test for the college to help students understand how to work through that, and developed a program for that. So I'm used to developing programs, but also used to uniting people. I've been a uniting force on the campus I was teaching and across the university, and I wanted to bring that to bear on this situation.
You think you're going to be in this position until about June, is that right?
I am, provided they don't want to get rid of me. I signed on for the fiscal year, so my plan is to be out by the end of June, and the board will do another national search in the spring so that they have someone ready to go July 1.
That's a long time to be a caretaker. Do you have plans to sort of take a more traditional leadership role, or how do you envision this next 7 or 8 months?
Yeah, obviously, as an interim, it's not my position to say, here's my vision going forward for 9 months. That would be absurd. But really, for me, it's no secret to anyone that this community has been in turmoil for at least the last 6 months. And my intention is to help create a sense of community within that community so we can move forward with a common voice. And we do have plans. We do have plans to address issues and to do restorative work. And I would be it would be foolish for me to say that this turmoil has not affected the center. It clearly has. So we're doing restorative work within the center, and we intend to we will then extend that to work more generally with the public and with our community in early winter, January, February.
You mentioned turmoil and that it's no secret, but for people who either haven't been keyed in or, you know, aren't living in this area, it may not be particularly apparent. Are you talking specifically about the controversy over a bar in Winooski that was called Mr. Sister, which was controversial and very painful for many people in the trans community who said that this is a slur, the name is a slur, and it wound up being a very divisive issue that sort of spread throughout the LGBTQ community? And is that really at the center of this turmoil, the fallout from that discussion?
I think that's a fair analysis of what happened, yes.
So what does need to be done to bring the community back together?
I think we need to simply hold back on the rhetoric that divides us. There's certainly plenty of division in the nation across the globe. We don't need to do our part to maintain that sense of division. We need to find a way to come together, find a common voice, find our common values, and move forward together. And that's really the focus of my 9 months with the center, to have that happen so that we can start with a solid foundation moving forward as opposed to trying to bring ourselves together.
You know, it's interesting, as you describe yourself as a cisgendered, heterosexual, white male, perhaps an unusual choice to be leading an organization, even on an interim basis, that's designed for lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual, transitioning people. It's, you know, sort of a, you must reflect on that.
Actually, yes. In fact, that was the first question I asked when Susan said to me she wanted to. I talked to Susan and I talked to Aaron Carroll, our board chair and co-chair, pardon me. And when Susan said, this is the situation I want you to take on an interim role, I said, why me, it seems. And she said, you have the passion for this work. And as I was talking to her, I realized she's right. I do have the passion for the work. I can't stop doing the work. So I guess that's passion. And when I went to Aaron, when I asked her, and she said, well, because we've learned from the work you've done the past year or so you've been here, that we can trust you, that the community can trust you, and we feel that they have your trust, and so you have our trust, and now it's my responsibility to live up to that trust.
Does that feel heavy?
It's a big job. There are a lot of balls in the air. I'm still trying to figure out which ones I'm catching and which ones I can let bounce. But it is a job that will stretch me, and I have no problem with that.
And you have no desire to continue on past July 1st?
No, I have no desire. In fact, I think it would be inappropriate for me to consider that.
What do you hope for in a new director? I know there will be another national search.
I would expect that the new director would have a clear understanding of the history of what's happened coming in. That will be important, and a clear vision of how to move forward with a united community.
Are you going to be involved in that decision-making process for the new director?
No, I don't believe so. People have said, will you go back on the board? I said, it'll depend upon the situation, perhaps, but perhaps not, too. It'll depend on how it might work with that new director.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come and talk with us today. Good luck in your 9 months.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate your interest.
Rex Butt is interim executive director of the Pride Center of Vermont.